Patrick. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. Very good. Thanks for having me again. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
That is a great loaded question.
Mm. Great to see Pembo and Asto. It's great to see you, Jane.
Mm. How are you, Jane?
You're dying to say that since Sunday afternoon, haven't you?
No, just good to see you. I haven't seen you since last Tuesday.
At least I'm not injured.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, before we start, I just got to describe the hoodie that Patrick is wearing. It's obviously got the crow stripes down the bottom, but over the top it says, "I said Yol Man," as in, "I said Yol Man." Think the village people. It's got a beautiful glossy picture of the village people. So you've got the construction worker, you've got the Indian, you've got the motorbike cop, the cowboy, all of the guys from the iconic San Francisco band, and all of their faces have been swapped for Cam Ellis Yeoman.
It's on Twitter if you want to have a look. It's on the phone.
Whose idea was it, mate?
Well, Cam Thompson actually is out in the back room. His brother's made it, but it is an absolute cracker.
It is. It's very good quality.
Has Cam got one as well?
I just sent him a picture this morning. No doubt he'll definitely want one. I think most people will want one. It's not a bad hoodie.
Mate, that is sensational.
What about if on the weekend six of those Cam Ellis Yeoman players actually turned up at the game?
It would certainly.
So I wouldn't mind having six of them.
It'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Mate, it must feel a bit more like a hospital ward than a footy club at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks for us, and obviously really disappointing with the news with Matty Inch doing his knee over the weekend, and Brodie Smith obviously not playing this week. So it's a tough situation to be in, but, you know, with a tough situation, you know, it brings opportunities for other players. So, you know, there's a few that have been knocked down. We haven't been knocked out. We've got plenty of good talent to come in.
And, I mean, that's right. I mean, if you take the glass half full approach, a lot of the guys who are out are going to be back within the next 2, 4, 6 weeks. So for us to have won, albeit not against the absolute pinnacle sides in the comp, but we're still on the winning list with roughly half the team out.
Yeah, and look, every AFL side has injuries this time of the year, so you just have to manage that. And in terms of the competition, it's even though there were some blowouts on the weekend, it really is quite even. We saw, you know, 2 weeks ago St Kilda beat the Western Bulldogs. The weekend has passed, the Western Bulldogs nearly beat Fremantle, who have been undefeated through the entire season. So it's a really open season. If you don't prepare yourself as best you possibly can every week, then you open yourself up to get beaten.
Pat, one thing I was wondering, with a guy like Matt Yench, a bit like Tex a couple of years ago, when you're out for that long, how do you sort of manage your life? I mean, is it the sort of thing where you still keep coming to the club? Are there types of training that you can do? Do you do weights training instead? Because obviously you can't do anything with your legs. And what do the players do to get around a bloke in a situation like that in terms of staying in touch and so forth?
Well, you do everything you can to get around those players and support them as best you can. It's not necessarily, you know, going and seeing them every day. It's just a text message here and there. It's taking them out for coffee. The club does its absolute best to keep players engaged, whether it's an interest in coaching, or Matty Ench, I know, has got a bit of an interest in media, so he might do a little bit more of that over the next 12 months. So it's a really tough situation to be in, because it is just such a long rehabilitation period. So there'll be times when, it's broken down into sort of months with their training. So you'll have a month of a really solid block, then the next couple of weeks you might get off, so you might, I don't know, go overseas for a couple of weeks just to rest your mind from all the training that you've been doing. So I suppose we're lucky that there's been just so many ACLs within the industry. So it's really well managed now, even though nobody likes to see anyone go down with an ACL. There's just been so many that the care and rehab that they get now is first class.
Now, you're out there sad, though, obviously. That knock between Riewoldt and Brodie Smith just looked abysmal. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a footy field.
Yeah, it didn't look great for both players. And obviously Nick stayed over at the hospital after the game, so he wasn't able to travel back with the team. So we're just incredibly lucky that the medical staff that we do have and the AFL has a first class and the best within their field. So even though it is a really tough sport, we're as best managed as we possibly can be.
One of my mates, who unfortunately is a Crow supporter, happened to be there and said he could actually hear the crack when the heads hit. And obviously the club is taking the very cautious approach by keeping him off a little bit longer just to make sure that he fully recovers from this second bout of concussion.
Yeah, it's really individualised concussion. Mm. As many studies as have been done about it, we still don't know a huge amount about it. So the best way is to be conservative with it. So that's the approach that we'll take, and we certainly won't risk Broads until he's ready to go.
Pat, we should talk about what we're just talking about off air, about that Robbo column over the weekend and the level of abuse and ridicule, teasing that players are now getting through social media, through the Facebooks and the Twitters, and also in the comments section on mainstream news sites or in the fan forums in particular. It's not for the faint-hearted, the level of stuff that you guys face. We've seen a couple of players now confirm quite bravely that they are facing the challenge of depression and so forth. I'm not sort of suggesting that you blokes should be wrapped in cotton wool, but do you think that people need to think a bit more about the implications of the way they behave and the way they talk about people?
It's an interesting subject because I suppose what people see, they see the dollar signs that AFL players are paid, the pedestals that they put up on, and I say this term very loosely, but the celebrity, I suppose, that they're held in certain football orientated states. But I think it's a real issue, depression within the AFL. I think it's quite hidden because players don't want to be forward and coming out and say that they have issues. But when it follows you home, because after a game, most players will say they're not on social media or any sort of social media if you lose or play poorly for the next 4 or 5 days, because the amount of abuse that you cop, from whoever and whatever fans. And to the fan, it might not be, it might be an off-the-cuff comment, but players read that sort of stuff.
Hmm.
And even if they don't read it, other people do. And then in the street, they'll come up to you. And it just slowly chips away at players. And, I'm not saying, the poor old AFL players, but it is an issue within the competition, I think. And people just have to be mindful that they are people at the end of the day. This is their occupation. This is what they do. But, the abuse that players cop nowadays. And I thought Robbo wrote a terrific article over the weekend about how unfair at times it is. So people do have to be mindful. They are just people like you and I.
It'd be human nature too, even though you say you might spend 4 or 5 days not reading everything. I think a lot of people would still search for their own name.
It's hard to block it out because it is just everywhere.
Yeah.
Australia, it is the national game, and everybody, most people really enjoy it. So, with the 2,000-odd media personnel out there, that's more than double the amount of players. They're jostling for their 5 minutes of fame and to try and outdo each other. So, you don't see a huge amount of positive articles out there. Most of the time, it is the negatives that they're focusing on. Mm.
Pat, are you worried about Rory Sloane, the fact that he hasn't signed yet? I'm sorry to put you on the spot on that one, but a lot of people are talking about it.
No, I'm not worried about it. At the end of the day, it's round seven. The last time Sloane signed, it wasn't till halfway through the season. So I just think with the intense media coverage, like I said, that the AFL gets nowadays, it's just part and parcel to the game. It's going to be focused on more than ever before because it's an issue. It's topical. But I have no concerns there with Sloane.
Do you feel, as an extension to that question, though, do you feel confident that he would stay?
Yeah, I feel confident he'd stay, absolutely. But at the same time, it's his decision. So, it's round seven. There's no need for panic stations just yet.
So, mate, GWS, there used to be 4 points in the bank, even though you'd never admit it publicly. Now we're the underdogs.
Yeah, it certainly won't be 4 points in the bank, that's for sure. They're playing some outstanding footy at the moment. They've got arguably they've probably got, the most amount of talent of any team. They're, they've got some amazing players. So we're going to have to play at our absolute best to beat them. But I'm really confident if we bring the intensity that we've shown, in patches, not throughout the entire game of the weekend, but if we bring our intensity in at the best that we possibly can deliver it, then we can win the game.
Just finally, a point we've been discussing with Rose for a couple of days now, and it went off yesterday on the sports show. Did Adelaide getting Phil Walsh hurt Port Adelaide?
I hope so. Yeah. I'm certainly glad that we've got
that's
him. That's
what we started with and we finished with. And I was going to say something really nice about Eddie Betts.
Mm. He's not bad, Eddie Betts, is he?
Six goals.
He's okay.
We could do with him at the moment.
Hey, let's get back to Phil Walsh. So what's your longer version answer to David's question?
Look, all I can say is it's been a great appointment by the footy club, what he's brought to our side.
Be humble, David.
what he's brought to our side, you know, we're stoked to have him. The environment that he's created, you know, you see the prickly demeanour sometimes in the media, but he is a bit of a lovable guy at times. Mm. He'd probably hate me for saying that.
Lovable.
We certainly love having him at the club, that's for sure.
Good on you, Paddy. Thank you. And we always love to have you in the studio as well.
Good
Thank
luck
you.
On the weekend.